State Representative Kyle Cassell from District 12 joins us this morning. Kyle, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Scott.
Got your committee assignments?
Yeah, we can't push that off another week anymore.
It's time to get going. Okay, remind people of the committee assignments you've gotten.
We did very well. So we ended up vice chairman of the House Committee on Rules and Resolutions. We also retained our seat on environmental regulation and added natural resources. So when you and I get to talk about water, now I'm going to be even more in the middle of that argument.
Can you tell me right off the top of your head how many people are on that committee? You've got an idea?
Oh, gosh, I think we added a few. Is it, 15 or so?
Okay.
I could be wrong. So
well, again, each time we discuss things, we are concerned about those rural representatives and whether or not those water rights can be protected against the big city guys, and I just kind of wonder what the makeup of that. Can you tell how people fall on that committee right now?
Absolutely. Looking at the makeup, we've got some really good rural guys on it. Drew Darby is the chair. No, he's energy. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Kepfer is the chair of natural resources.
Okay.
You got Tracy King from out west, Dwayne Burns from that rural agriculture area between Dallas and Waco. Obviously, you pick up me and the rural part below Waco and Houston, so and Trent Ashby on the east Texas side. So we've got some really good rural reps on natural resources.
Now, so we go to water, but what else is what is the purview of natural resources beyond the water?
As it sees, oversees the development of land and water resources, including storing, control, and use of all water in the state, and will consider legislation regarding any water projects in water districts.
Now, of course, since you came up with the idea of there being able to be water bonds that are available for smaller towns, and you've had some in your district that needed some help in being able to upgrade their water systems, I guess this can be very important, at least for the smaller communities.
It is. I mean, we've been very helpful with, you know, cities such as Cossey and a little town of Mooresville. And we know Groesbeck needs some direction on what they're going to do in the future. So this puts us in a good position.
Tell me a little bit about the Rules and Regs Committee. What are they? What are their basic charge?
This is an administrative committee that has to expedite the business of the House. So sets an executes the resolutions calendar for the House, and then if a member proposes a change to any of the House rules during session, that rule change would have to go through this committee.
You know, it's Kyle Cassell joining us this morning, 12th District State Rep. Kind of an interesting situation we have in Austin. Republicans continue to have a strong control as a majority within the House, but there are a lot of new chairs to these committees.
It was a fun day on Wednesday. It's kind of like Christmas, wanting to know where everybody was going to land, and some chairs were happy, some were not, but we had 7 to 8 committee chairs that retired over the last session. And so new shoes need to be filled and people need to be shuffled. And at the end of the day, I am pleased with who landed where, and I think we've got the right people in the right spots based on their skill sets and what they do for a living.
So now that you've got the committee assignments, how does your week next week change?
You know, we're blessed this week. We had the chamber in town, which, you know, for me, I also had the Waco chamber, so we were running around, so all the pleasantries, but that gave us a good focus for the weeks to come with getting those priorities from the top and the south end of the district. But now, committees will start. I'm kind of waiting to see what days and how many days we're going to meet. You know, talking to Mr. Rainey yesterday, you know, probes will start Monday morning, rocking and rolling, and I think we'll get to start Wednesday, Tuesday, and environmental reg and natural resources will keep us very busy.
And finally, is any legislation that you've got on the front burner that you're going to introduce here in the next week or so?
Absolutely. We got a few. Can I make one quick shout-out today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, good to be home because my son, it's his 18th birthday.
Hey,
so happy birthday to Carter real quick.
I've got one who's about twice that old today. So there you go. They share a birthday.
Excellent. Well, happy birthday. So, bills, real quick, Municipal Investment Bill, HB 1148, exempts towns from required investment training. The municipality is only investing in borrowing check accounts and purchasing the certificates of deposits. Going with our West situation, we have an ammonium nitrate bill to help fertilizer plants, and then another emergency services bill, the ATV, HB 1147, which will allow emergency service volunteer firemen, EMS, to operate all terrain vehicles on public roads and highways during an emergency.
Okay, got it. All right, well, very good. Then we'll look for a busy week so you guys can start earning that, what is it, $15 a day that you make or whatever is state reps. And we'll talk to you next Friday. How's that, Kyle?
Scott, look forward to it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right, you can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com.